Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more. Hosted
by Duchess. Oh, gosh. Today has been a wonderful, wonderful day. I've really been enjoying this day immensely. Why? I have no idea. It hasn't been like this every day for the last past 2 weeks, but it's like that today. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful, and so I will be accepting it. I've had so much I wanted to talk to all of you about. You know, the days are getting shorter, and I'm not happy about that. You know, that's always been something for me to really be depressed over. But this is an acceptance mode that I'm under these days because there's so much happening. There is so much happening. And for the first time, I guess, in the history of my own lifetime, everybody around the whole entire face of the earth is faced with challenges. I mean, challenges that are obvious. You know, people are faced with challenges all the time. But for the first time in my knowing or my realization or my awareness, people are facing challenges around the whole entire planet. You know? And what's amazing is we are all aware of it. So because we're all aware of it, that means that it's up to us, for us to assist with the shift of all of these things that are challenges around the face of this earth. We can do this. We can do this. It's an energy thing. It's a thought thing. And we know that thoughts are things, and thoughts can take wings and fly and cause all sorts of things to happen. I was sharing with my grandchildren last week how I had them lift their arm up and down, lift their arm up and down, lift their arm up and down. And, you know, arm can be a pretty heavy thing. And so I asked them, so what is causing you to be able to lift your arm up and down, up and down? They said, my brain. I said, well, what is causing your brain to be? And then it clicked. I think. And my brain causes my arm to lift up and down. So it stands to reason that all we have to do is think. Think positively, collectively. And if the thinking is collective, we cause a powerful magnitude of shifting of things that we all find challenging. And it doesn't have to be an individual challenge. So we're not going to nitpick it. We're just going to shift the challenges that everyone is facing across the entire planet. I've had so many things I wanted to talk about today. I mean, I really don't have, and I'm going to try something different, a little bit new. I mean, it's only going to be a 12-minute thing, and I'm hoping that it works because I didn't have time to decide which one of Lori Ladd's videos I wanted to, you know, take excerpts from. So I'm going to let you listen to one of the whole thing. I'm just going to see if I play it and hold my mic up to the audio on my computer, if you'll be able to hear it, and hopefully you can. One of the things I was trying to learn about, which just is so confusing to try and talk to you about, were the dimensions. You know, the directions an object can move. Those are the dimensions, and the difference between first dimension, second dimension, zero dimension, third dimension, which is the one we live in, and how we're shifting Well, fourth dimension is dimension of time, and how we're all shifting to the fifth dimension, and they call that the subatomic level. And that's the level where we're a part of everything. You know, like there is, like say for instance, in the material dimension, I am somebody, someone, something, somewhere, and sometime. That's the material dimension because it can go up, down, side to side, backwards and forwards. That's our third dimension. And then we open the door to the quantum dimension where there is no longer somebody, there's nobody. No longer someone, there's no one. No longer something, there's no thing. No longer somewhere, there is nowhere. And no longer some time, there is no time. But when we enter the immaterial fifth dimension, then we're no longer somebody, okay? We're everybody. We're no longer someone. We become everyone. And that's where the power of the shifting of our vibrations, of our thought, we combine that with the collective. And no longer are we thinking alone. We are thinking with everyone, so our thought is a part of everyone, a part of the collective. I think that's, and it's, yeah, I was thinking about Star Trek. No, we're not the Borg. You know, we're, it's futile. No. We have an energy about us, and all things are a part of that energy. And once we focus our collective mental energy on a positive, on in the direction of making things better, we're much stronger than if we sit in our own apartments and we just think, I wish things were better. I wish things were perfect. I wish I wasn't so miserable. No, we can't be miserable. No, we can't be miserable. We can't even begin to think that. So let me see if we can do something with Lori Ladd and her video and her discussion about shifting from third dimension to fifth dimension and the movie analogy. We briefly spoke on this 2 weeks ago, but now I want you to hear the words from her mouth because I think she's a wonderful, phenomenal lady. And if we can do this, then I might play her next month. Now, next month when we have a show, I haven't decided if I want to do one or not. Because next month's first Sunday will be the first of November. And that's 2 days before elections, and I don't know what frame of mind I'm going to be in, much less the whole world is going to be in. And maybe I will have a show, because that's a time where we have to look positive, because nothing happens by chance, and we're going to have to learn to accept whatever the turn of events that occur during the 3rd and the 4th of November, or November, we're going to have to accept it, because if the collective shifting, if there's not enough of a critical mass, then we can't hope for much of an improvement on the face of this earth. So we've got to put our energy together. And it can't be good or bad. It just has to be different. It has to be different. It has to be a positive, you know. and even bad can be positive if it's for a good reason. So here we go. Let me see if I can pull Lori on here. And I'll probably go into the next room to see if, in fact, I can hear her on the studio line. So you ready? Here's Lori Ladd. And Lori Ladd is full of love and sunshine for the audience that she speaks to.
But happy Sunday. Love you. Sending you a very big virtual hug wherever you are on the earth plane right now. I wanted to share the message today, which is about how to start to, or how to continue to navigate, observe, moving out of a third-dimensional matrix and stepping into a fifth-dimensional matrix or higher-dimensional field of consciousness, which is what many of us are doing, many of us have been doing, and a lot of us will start to do. It's part of the ascension process or the evolution of consciousness. So what do I mean by matrix? So a matrix is a word the human uses for a dimensional field. What's a dimensional field? A dimensional field you can visualize as like a huge cloud, and it holds an infinite amount of experiences or consciousnesses that are vibrating at a third dimensional frequency. And it allows for the human to have all these different experiences. And because the third dimensional field is in a low frequency, so it's spinning in a low frequency, there is a lot that gets to be experienced in a polarized way, right, wrong, good, bad, positive, negative. A lot of how we as a human have been experiencing this third-dimensional matrix has been based on manipulation, power, fear, and mind control. Now, from a much higher perspective, there is nothing wrong with these consciousnesses, part of the third-dimensional field or third-dimensional matrix, part of being human. But as we start shifting into higher states of consciousness, how are we doing this? There is high-frequency light coming onto the planet and high-frequency light coming into your bodies, which increases the frequency of light in your body. And when this starts to happen, you start to, quote-unquote, wake up or turn on. You start to open your eyes and you start to see the reality that you have been living in may not be the reality that you thought it was. So you can imagine that you're watching a movie, and the movie that you see on the screen has been in a third-dimensional lens. And so most of your life, you've just been listening to the movie, following the movie along, doing whatever the movie says. Because what else is there to do? This is how it works. But as more light starts to move into your human body, that screen, that movie, starts to break up. It starts to crumble. And there's another screen beyond that first movie screen, which we call the fifth dimensional field or a 5D matrix. And it's showing you new realities, new ways of being, new experiences. And yet you're still seeing the third dimensional movie that you've been in. And so you're watching yourself. You have to move through the third dimensional movie to get to the fifth dimensional movie. You can't jump around it. So you have to experience the waking up process, the confusion, the what are you talking about? People don't lie to me. No one would lie to me. What do you mean they don't have my best interest at hand? All of these things that millions of humans are starting to experience, this is part of shifting into higher states of consciousness. You start to see beyond the illusion of the third dimensional matrix. And one of the ways that you can visualize this is that all humans are standing on this, like, platform, rubber platform, and our feet are glued to that platform, and the platform is the 3D matrix. And when you try to lift your leg up to get out of that platform, it pushes you right back down because you're stuck to it. Your body is vibrating in a third-dimensional field, and so it's stuck to the third-dimensional matrix. As more and more light moves into your body, you start to hold higher frequencies and you begin to be able to lift your leg up off the third-dimensional matrix and you start to float above it and you start to see new realities. So what's happening to a lot of us is we are starting to recognize that we have been controlled. We have been lied to. We have been manipulated. And a lot of times this is very, very challenging to hold. Because you've been watching that third-dimensional screen. Your feet have been stuck to this platform. It's very comfortable. That platform is comfortable. You know what to expect. You know what to expect, and you want to believe the best, right? You want to believe this is the only reality because you're not sure about a different, another reality, right? You haven't experienced it in the same way that you've experienced this platform. You've been watching the same movie screen for 30 years of your life, right, 20 years of your life, 40 years of your life, And if you start to see another screen behind it, it can freak you out, right? It can be like, wait a second, how do I know? What if they're lying to me? What if they're just trying to get something from me? What if it's dark energy, blah, 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 all these things that you can pretend it may be because you're not sure of it yet. It's new. This is waking up. This is what it looks like when you start evolving into higher states of consciousness. Your reality has to crumble. Our reality is crumbling right now. What we have thought to be our truth, what we have thought to be sort of the way in which we do things, the way in which we receive information from the media, from scientists, from educators, all of this is starting to crumble. The matrix is crumbling. And we are starting to see a different dimensional field and matrix. And when this happens, there can be a massive divide between the third and the fifth matrix, which is what we're seeing right now. And this message isn't about right or wrong. It's not about good or bad. It's about how to navigate this, how to start to recognize that what's actually occurring with you, has been occurring with you, and will continue to occur with you, is a split in matrixes. And you may be in both, and you may be stretching between both. So visualize either that movie screen, you're seeing a third dimensional movie screen, it's breaking up and you're going beyond it, and it may be really difficult for you. There may be a lot of anger and frustration, right? But it's breaking up. Or you're seeing yourself stuck to the plastic or the rubber platform, and you're starting to lift your feet up, and you're starting to look down at that platform and say, holy cow, how could the media possibly lie to me? How could these politicians possibly lie to me? Right? How could all of these powerful people with all this money in these really high places be lying to me? I can't hold that. Well, this is part of breaking down a third dimensional field, a third dimensional consciousness, because like I said in the beginning of this video, aspects of consciousness that exist in a third dimensional field are fear, mind control, manipulation, greed, and that's what we're seeing pop up. It's not hiding anymore behind this beautiful screen. We're seeing it so that we can literally dissolve it and break through into a completely different reality. So three steps that you can do to assist you as you're navigating this back and forth is one, continually keep your heart center open, because you may find yourself getting angry or rageful or whatever you may be experiencing as you start opening your eyes more and more. And if you can remain in your heart center, which is love, compassion, and empathy, if you can do that as you are watching yourself awaken into these states of consciousness where you're seeing this mind control and manipulation and fear programs and all these things, but you can have your heart open saying, okay, this is just the third dimensional field. This is what happens in the third dimensional field. I'm breaking through it. It's okay. Bring it on. Instead of, I hate this person, I hate this person, I hate this person, I hate this person, I hate this situation, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. You can feel that, but then can you move into your heart and say, oh my God, it's all good. I'm good. I'm rocking this, and I'm going to blast right through this matrix, and I'm going to stand and experience myself in these higher states. So open your heart. The second one is, question everything. Question, 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 question. Question everything you're given. Question everything I'm saying. Question everything that anyone else tells you. Start questioning things. Because one of the things that happens when you are literally stuck in a third-dimensional matrix is you don't question things. We just accept. We're watching a third-dimensional movie. Oh, look at that movie. Oh, it's telling me this. It's telling me this. It's telling me this. Oh, okay, I'm just going to do this. And I'm going to follow this. And I'm going to believe this. And we just believe. And when you start to move through, third dimensional movies breaks up, and you start seeing a 5D movie, you have to start questioning everything. So question things over and over and over again. And the third thing is, ask yourself, is this familiar or is this new? Is what I'm feeling familiar? Is this behavior familiar? Meaning, is it part of the third dimensional matrix that I've been doing my whole life? Is it part of the movie that I've been watching my whole life? Is it part of the platform that I've been standing on? Me, I always go to the media. I always go to these networks to get my news and my information. Am I being called to go elsewhere? Am I being called to turn it off, right? Am I being called to no longer listen, right? The familiar behavior is, oh, I turn the TV on, I listen to the news, I let them just tell me what's going on, and I believe it. The new behavior may be, I'm going to start questioning that. Why are they telling me that? Who's telling me that? Why does it all sound the same? You start questioning, and you start asking yourself, is this a behavior that I've always been doing and it's familiar and comfortable, or is it new? And the new behavior that may be crunchy, may be uncomfortable, may be a little bit challenging to start to step into, that's stepping into a 5D matrix. That's stepping into higher states of consciousness. The familiar, the stuff you've been doing for however many years, that's the old matrix. That's the lower state of consciousness. No right or wrong, no good or bad. It's just the words we use. Lower is just a word to describe a consciousness that's spinning in a slower vibration. Higher state of consciousness is just a consciousness or energy that's spinning in a faster speed. And unfortunately, we have to use words, so we use lower and higher, right? Again, we're in a third dimensional sort of field that says, oh, lower is bad, higher is good. No, it all just is consciousness being experienced, right? But ask yourself, is this familiar? Am I always doing this? Am I afraid to do something new? Am I afraid to start to question? Am I afraid to look at something that may be deceiving, deceptive, lying? What if I started looking? What if I started shifting the way I am being? What if I started questioning? Welcome to shifting into higher states of consciousness. Welcome to the evolution of consciousness, right? This is just one little piece of it, but it's an important piece. And it's a piece that we're all beginning to sort of look at, many of us, I should say. So hopefully this helps in some way. Hopefully this makes sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense. I'm not sure. But I love the analogy, and I think it's really, really important. This is how we are literally breaking free of a matrix that we call the third dimension that has been crippling us, handcuffing us, silencing us, and controlling us for thousands of years, and we're breaking free. Yay! I love you. Thank you for being here. Mwah.
I really love her, and I do question everything. I listen to everything, and I have this characteristic about me, or is a quality about me, where what I like to do when I'm listening to something is I like to detach myself as though I'm not even a part of it. And so I'm looking at it as though I am just witnessing something that's being said, that's going on. When I'm watching something on the news or on TV, or I'm watching someone talk, I detach myself. I'm looking at their body language. I'm looking at their eyes. Do their eyes look sincere? I listen to the tone of their voices, and sometimes in the past I used to say to myself, oh, my gosh, that's an alien. Oh, my goodness, they are not for real. Did you hear that? Oh, wow. That person just makes me feel good inside when I listen to them talk. Or I'll say, I can't stand to hear their voice. I'm turning it off because it has a way of giving me sensations that I feel uncomfortable, and then I know that that is something that is not about me or of me. So you have your own different ways of discerning things or watching things, but you have to have your eyes and your mind open these days. You have to be open to all the vibrations that are coming your way, because that is the way you're going to intuit what's going on. And you are of such a high vibration now that it's going to come through to you crystal clear. You'll know the feeling that you get when you hear it. You know, you'll know if it makes common sense to you. You'll know. And as we shift from 3D to 5D, it's a phenomenal experience. And it's going to be a rapid, fast, gradual experience. It's happening in such a way that it's happening. Do you notice the days are going by a whole lot faster lately? I looked up that also. Why are the days going by so fast? It's as though 2 weeks ago just came so rapid fire fast. So there's a lot going on, a lot we're feeling, a lot we're intuiting, and I'm having a good time. And that's what you should be trying to do, knowing that what's going on all around us is chaos and pandemonium, but what that means is that all things are coming to light. It's opening up the vibration of it all, the murkiness, the darkness of what you're seeing. It's all being light is shining all over it, and the dark can no longer hide behind that particular veil. Let's start look at what Lena Stevens was saying for this month. I really enjoy, because all of the light workers, all of your psychics, all of your intuitives, everyone is basically saying the same thing in a different way. And I'm going to share with you a reading, a channeling. I was online with a dear friend of mine, and she channels, and the Akashic librarians were being channeled by her, and they were taking questions. And so I asked a question, and I want to share with you what that question was that I asked and what the response was. But let's first do Lena Stevens, and then if we have time, I'll share with you my reading from the Akashic librarians. Let's see. Get my little notes here. Oh, I'm just having a good time today. Looking at stuff, experiencing things. I went to Amazon.com and I got some good stuff for me to put into my body so that I can start doing some healthy things. Well, that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that when I talk about what was said to me by the Akashic librarians. Okay. Let's see, Lena. Lena's with PowerPath, and she does her monthly PowerPath readings for the month and gives you a lot of themes for the month of, every month. This month, October, the theme is Keep Going No Matter What. If you notice, the title of my experience, the show today, was Keep Breathing No Matter What. And that's another thing that I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of yoga breaths, and they're really great to exercise your lungs and, you know, your chest cavity. And it keeps things and mucus and stuff out of there if you're breathing nice and the breath is flowing through. But Lena's theme for October is Keep Going No Matter What. And she was saying that this month includes a continuation of intense emotional ups and downs, disappointments, and some irritations and anger, disbelief, unexpected challenges, loss, roadblocks, and reactions. There's poor communication, deep grief. And it can be grief from just holding on the energy of other people. A lot of loss has occurred on the face of this earth in the last past 7 months. There's a lot of confusion, there's outrage, and some despair. And any one of these is enough to take us down and immobilize us from taking proactive steps forward towards something positive and constructive. You know, any one of these things can tempt us to give up and give in to being the ultimate victims of the times, you know, our lives, and everything that seems to be in the way of our joy, our happiness, clarity, progress, and our success. You know, there's a lot of pain and hurt out there. But the theme that Lena has for the month of October is keep going no matter what, because that is exactly what we all need to do. We can't give up and we can't give in to the negative challenges that we're faced with. It is the mind that is most frustrated and resistant because it does not have the information about the future and therefore cannot control the outcome of anything. You know, I mean, even during quote-unquote good times, we at least knew that we were going to be able to get on a plane and fly somewhere. We don't know when we're going to be able to get on a plane and fly to where we want to go comfortably and safely right now. So there are a lot of things. We don't know if we're going to run out of toilet paper at the supermarkets again within the next couple of months. You know, we don't have any concept of saying we're going to put some things in place for the future because we don't know what the future is going. We didn't know what the future held before. But now everybody's not knowing what the future is going to hold tomorrow with what's going on. Lori said that last month's themes of flexibility and trust were in preparation for this month by encouraging the mind to let go of all the expectations, attachments, and timing that it is so fond of being in control of. I think I just kind of sort of said that. But no matter what amount of hypervigilance is going on, it's not going to help. So you might as well just give it up to spirit, turn it over, you know, turn it over to my higher power and keep putting one foot in front of the other in the direction that your heart and intuition are taking you. Even as we are inching along in our moment by moment, movement by movement, towards getting to a better place, personally and globally, we are far from out of the woods. Now, this month has some very big opportunities for a final clean out of old emotional debris, as well as an intense reboot and reset of priorities and intentions. And I felt we all needed to hear that. That's something we all needed to hear, you know, that we have opportunities to clean out a lot of emotional debris. And as a result of that cleaning out, we are, in effect, rebooting and resetting priorities and intentions. Now, challenges can surface overnight, and the more flexible and accepting that we can be or we can remain, the faster the solutions will appear. You know, you could even be totally amazed at the rapid fluctuations from one to the other. You heard Lori say the same thing. You know, we're going to be fluctuating back and forth between 3D and 5D. You're going to see it. You're going to feel good about things. And then all of a sudden you're going to be dumped right back down into that world of chaos and pandemonium. This is a fine line between that terror mode and that excitement mode. The idea is to keep moving forward towards excitement at the possibilities instead of getting stuck in the terror of negative possibilities. Today I'm feeling great. I'm feeling excited, and that's what I want to continue to move forward towards. I mean, I have had days when I just didn't want to get out of the bed. I have had days when I'll sit down in front of the TV to watch a movie, and maybe I just got out of the bed and I fall asleep again. But we'll get into that a little bit more because I questioned that. with the librarians, the Akashic librarians that were being channeled through Vanita. But back to what Lori is trying to explain to us and share with us, because one of the big issues this month is the processing of grief and loss. And even if you haven't grieved anyone or anything personally, you're holding the vibration of things going on around you. Anything can trigger this. And if you do get triggered through something you feel is insignificant, see it as the trigger that ripped the scab off the wound so you can finally clean and heal this deeper wound for good. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Say you just went to the doctor and the doctor told you some news and you have to take a particular, my gout. Let's say the gout. That was an experience that I had never experienced before in my whole entire life, you know. And that was one painful thing. But it gave me an opportunity to do some other things, like focus on other things as far as my health is concerned. So, one of the big issues, again, with this month is the processing of grief, and the loss. Those things that I have been processing as far as my physical health is concerned, I still grieve my job. There's a grief there, the loss, the retirement. But you know what? I have to look at things and I have to remember that the fact that I am no longer working, stop grieving the loss of your job, Duchess. The universe didn't want you to be working through a pandemic. And where am I? I'm here. I'm in the house. So while we may feel certain things, and we may be grieving certain things, we need to try and shift that mode because nothing happens by chance. There's a purpose for all things. Okay? Lena goes on to say that through this process, this could evolve ancestral patterns, past lives, your personal past as well, as the collective collection of karmic trauma, misery, injustice, and deep wounding of both the masculine and the feminine. We need to remember in these times of intensity that our higher power, spirit, God, that divine wisdom which you believe in, never hands us more than we can handle. How often have we heard that through our lifetimes, you know? If we can keep going no matter what, we will be that much stronger in our own truth and resolution, courage, and conviction. We will be able to hold our ground, speak up for our rights, whether at work, home, or socially, and be more confident in who we are, what we want, and what we will and won't do. Part of keep going includes keep praying, keep doing your practices, keep tracking your goals, keep kindness in your heart. Did not Lori say that? Keep encouraging yourself and others. Keep your frequency as high as possible. And keep moving forward in your tasks and your projects. And keep positive no matter what, without being naive or in denial. Okay? Do that. When you detach and you discern, and you put that smile on your face, it's fascinating how we begin to see how easy the spiritual gifts we have are. The opportunity this month is to break through emotional and energetic barriers of karmic shame and pain. This frees us to be more of who we are and who we are meant to be on this planet. Okay? So, we want to understand that this is truly an interesting, challenging, and transformative time where we as a collective will continue to dismantle the old structures of injustice, inequality, limitation, debt, dishonesty, and competition, making room for something balanced and better to emerge in the future. This is happening on all levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Okay? So I want you to understand that when we're being faced with all of these challenges around the earth, there is a reason. Nothing happens by chance. And you have to know that you're living in a phenomenal time. Spiritually, I've been taught that if we weren't meant to be here, if we didn't ask to be here during this time to help with this spiritual work and this spiritual vibration of shifting things, we would not be. And like I said in a previous show, those invisible vibrations, those ancestors, those spirit guides, those angels that we believe in, those who have transitioned during this time, perhaps they felt that they could do a better job along with us by going to the other side to help with the push and the shift. So we have to, you know, thank the blessings of all of the vibrations that are coming through to help us during this time. Okay. I'm going to let Lena go for now, because I want to share with you what was shared with me by the Akashic. The Akashic librarians. They're phenomenal. Now, who are the Akashic Akashic librarians? Well, my question basically was, here's my question. I said, lately I have been very, very extremely intolerant of individuals or just people and TV, and I've just been intolerant. I have no tolerance for people who appear to lack common sense. It's like they've been annoying me to no end, and I don't understand, because I tend to be very, very patient with people, but I haven't been. And the other thing that concerned me is the fact that I will get up, maybe I intend to get up at 7:30 in the morning, and I'll get up, then I say, no, I set my alarm for 9, no, 7:30, I want to get up. And the next thing you know, I'll lay there and think I'm meditating, and I'll go right off back to sleep, and next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm upset. So then I'll get up, I'll have my coffee, and then I'll sit down. I'm going to watch maybe The View or something, and by 12 o'clock, I've fallen asleep again. What is wrong with this picture? It's not like I'm sick or anything. So that was basically my question. And so I was told in this channeling that the librarian said, we feel your energy. It is very distressing and frustrating to be surrounded by those who lack your extraordinary vision. It is exhausting. We feel your exhaustion. We understand you have a desire to be connected with others. It is important for you, by your nature, to be heard and seen for who you are, and heard for what your thoughts and beliefs are. But it is for connection. You are not truly interested in debate, discord, argument. It is more of a reaching out for kindred. You are an energy connecting person. You work with mandalas and grids and with networks. When you reach out to one with your beautiful, succulent, brilliant energy and they negate it, of course, you are exhausted. We suggest you take this next week where you only connect with those with who you are harmonious, and as much as possible, limit the news that is distressing you. And instead focus on things that fill you with joy. You are depleted. Honor that you need a little more rest and nourishment to regain your energy. But you also need a recharging. It is exhausting to be in battle all day, every day, for months on end. For many of you on this planet, now that is how your lives have been. Of course you are exhausted. You have been through an exhausting ordeal, but there is more to come. So take these breaks for yourself. Honor yourself. Most important, if you find that you are what you call thin-skinned towards certain beliefs, then step back from them and let this be your psych. Step back from them. This is your psyche telling you that this is not tolerable for you now. Trust for this, and just as if there is something that you inhale that is toxic, your body's response is by choking. You cough. If you eat something that is not good for you, your mouth wishes that you spit that out. This is happening. Do not ignore the signs that you are being given. Honor them and acquiesce. Okay? I had to look that word up because I wanted to know exactly what acquiesce means. And it means to accept them something reluctantly, but without protest. So I am to acquiesce by asking, what is the best for me? What is the healthiest for me at this moment so that I can truly be my best person? And then they said, self-care. And the reason why I shared that today is because I'm sure, because this broadcast goes all over the world, many different countries, I shared that because I am sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I am not the only person who is going through this phase of intolerance, this phase of not having patience for those who may very well may not be as awake as others are. You know, it's like sometimes you want to share and you want to meet people who are of like mind, like not religion now. I'm talking about spiritual growth, because there's a difference between religion and spirituality. I can get along with anybody from most any religion. That's their thing. But when it comes down to talking about the spiritual happening and the shifting of the planets and the face of this earth and all of that, and how Mercury is retrograde now, everything seems to be going backwards and at war with each other. When it comes to the conversations like that, I need to find people who understand what the heck I'm talking about, because they know about these things also. So with that, I wanted to share my experience with the Akashic Librarians. And I think what I'm going to do is read to you who they are, what they are. I've posted Benita's Facebook page in the announcement on our show page. But for the sake of those who want to spend time with her, listening to her, I'm going to give you her website. Her website is Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A, Woods, W-O-O-D-S, .org. And she happened to do this particular experience, or what am I saying? She happened to do this particular reading or channeling on Facebook, and I happened to bump into and went to that particular setting with her last night. And it was really, really, really nice that I finally got an answer that really, literally made sense to me. Okay? Because I've gone to meetings and I've said this and I've expressed this in meetings, and hey, lo and behold, nobody explained it the way they explained it. No one explained it the way they explained it. Now, and as we come to a close, let me give you a note from the universe. I have the book right here. Next time we speak, I'm going to talk about the masters and the new energy, but I'm going to talk about the difference between what the old masters were faced with and what we new masters are faced with, because the old masters, they had a harder time. Stuff's happening to the new masters in the quick flash. And we do not have to go up in the mountains and hide, you know, and be recluses while we gain our strength and we gain this perfect lifestyle, because we are going to be untouched. No, masters in the new energy, you got to go to the grocery store. Masters in the new energy, you got to go to your job. Masters in the new energy, you got to sit down and you got to communicate with people, whether it's on social media, whether it's text messaging them, or you've got to be involved. Because how can you be a master and how can you give anybody any, assistance in their own awakening if you're in hiding up in the mountain somewhere in a cave? No, it doesn't work that way these days. And so the universe says, notes from the universe, always, that which you most need is already at hand. It's simply your incessant searching and belief in its absence that keeps it from view. And when you get there, wherever there is for you, probably nothing else will matter more than wanting to help others achieve as you have. Who will you first reach out to? What will you do or say? How will you conduct yourself in public? How will you show them what you see? Better start practicing. because you're a new master in the new energy. Okay? And so, my loves, like I said, I'm having a good day today. I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for hanging out with me. It's been truly, truly a blessing to spend this time with all of you. And I'm going to see about, I guess, after this show, I have some phone calls I want to make. People I haven't heard from in a long time. God. Stay blessed. It's been real. Love you. And the next show, it'll be 2 days before Election Day. Let's see how life evolves over the next 2 weeks. Interesting. Exciting. We'll see. Love. Toodaloos. Ta-ta.